Welcome to This Is Your Afterlife After Dark. This is the premium feed for This Is Your Afterlife. This is unbound by the format of the regular show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being on the Patreon. I don't run ads. Your support helps me make the main show. And today I'm talking to my friends and we are going to do another bracketology episode. You all should introduce yourselves. So do that now.
What order? I guess I'll start.
So you go first.
Yeah. Okay. I'm Bill and I'm looking at the bracket, I guess. Because this is a bracketology. Did you guys hear Dave misspeak? Anyway,
yes.
Also okay. under the bracket, which is a spreadsheet, there's a button that says add 1,000 more rows, and I'm trying desperately not to click it.
Well, you can't because you are not an editor of the sheet, so that's fine. So that was Bill Stern. We have Mark, who is going to be listed as Mark Huberman. But now that you're actually listening to the episode, this is Mark Logsdon. Mark, say hi.
Hi, everyone. Big fan of brackets, tournaments, pitting things against each other. So happy to be here. And I think I do have the ability to edit this sheet. So I'm going to go ahead and add 1,000.
Nice. Nick Levesky. Nick, say hi.
Hey, everyone. What's going on?
And Megan Strickland is also here.
Hi. And Mark Huberman is an Irish actor.
Oh, no. Is he a good get?
Mark Huberman,
would it do well for my SEO for him to be on the show?
I think so. He's an actor known for his performances on TV and film.
Oh, I'm blushing. Yes.
He's played roles like Mac, Jack, Bert.
So here's how bracketology works. We have a topic. The topic, based on the theme of the main show, This Is Your Afterlife, is transformative life experiences. Okay, we have this topic. We have brainstormed 8 examples of transformative life experiences that we have seeded and will be pitting against each other in this bracket, arguing which of these seeds, this is not a best, this is not our favorite. This is one of the core things that makes this different than other bracket-based games, is we are arguing for what is the platonic ideal of a transformative life experience. We are arguing for the quintessential transformative life experience. Okay, so that's what we're arguing. The other rules are so we have 5 of us. I'm not just hosting, I'm gonna be playing as well. So we won't have ties, but we have to go in to each round genuinely willing to have our minds changed. That's the other big rule. Are there other rules I'm forgetting?
No.
Nope.
I think that was
that sounds
it.
Good.
Yeah, I think that's okay. It.
So I think let's just go through the 6 seeds that we have. We still have to input the 7th and 8th seed from a list that we already have. So I'm going to give us 5 minutes to complete this bracket. I'm going to run it down quick. The number 1 seed is coma. Number 2 seed is have kids. Number 3 seed is a mouthful. It is epiphany. Drug-induced, art-related, spiritual awakening, ego death, cultural, i.e. international travel, or try new food, whoa, it's good. Art-related epiphany is related to, there's a listener, shout out to Mary, who responded to my Instagram story, who said that seeing Fall Out Boy at the Ryman Auditorium made her want to be her true self and leave her abusive ex-boyfriend. So that is like an art-related epiphany. Anyway, number 4, sobriety. Number 5, had enough. Number 6, big move. And now we have to determine the 7th and 8th seeds. Who would like to make an argument for one of these seeds?
Are we looking for this down here? Are we into that third section?
We have an email with a bunch of ideas. Draw from anything and make your case for it, and we'll see if it gets in.
Your Oprah's book club book, Exposed for Plagiarism, I think to me it's got to be in there. There's nothing more like disabled. Like, if that happened to you, it would just, I don't know how you come back from it. I just think like there's such a like trust factor in like a group, and you're like, your book.
I do think if it affects you at all, it's because you've made the book your personality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that the worry I have there is Mark wants to argue for his idea, which was Coldplay Kiss Cam catches you having affair. And I feel like we have to choose between Caught on the Coldplay Kiss Cam and Exposed Oprah Book Club. Mark, yes, do you have thoughts on
I'm
that?
I'm going to say the Coldplay one is just much more recent. And I did have a lot of thoughts about that when it happened.
Do you think you can argue for it winning over some of these other heavy hitters that
yes.
we have?
Yes. Well, one, I can argue it over the Oprah thing, because the Oprah thing wasn't about plagiarism. It was that the guy made up parts of his life that didn't happen as part of a memoir.
Well, that
is plagiarism. You're thinking that is referring to something. To
right.
Really. Referring
to the million little pieces. Oh, I thought it was referring to the Million Little Pieces guy who made
maybe
up.
Maybe it's slightly inspired by that, but I think it really is just more like imagine.
This is just a imagine you like, yeah, you bring this book to Oprah's book club and they're like, this is a plagiarized book. Like, you're out. You're done.
Wait. Okay. So I agree.
Bill, let Megan talk.
I have to say something. Okay. I think the Oprah one should absolutely be on there, but it does necessitate that the eighth or seventh seed then be, whichever seed is remaining, be that your Oprah, your book got selected for Oprah's book club. Because that is also very transformative. So you'd have to have that in the bracket. And then the next one in the bracket would be your Oprah's book club.
Okay, I kind of feel like making Bill, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah.
But just because Levesky said that your book got chosen by Oprah's book club. So is he talking about
you? He said submitted to the book club. No,
choosing a book for a book club and then like it just turns out that the book is plagiarized and it's not.
I think Levesky is confused because I think he thinks he gets to go to a book club with Oprah.
No.
Basically, it just means your book is about to sell a million copies.
I don't think Levesky is really confused about how Oprah's book club works. I think you're trying to build the Levesky persona a little early.
When do you start? I mean, I gotta get.
Also, Levesky, take a step back from the mic. I feel like you're screaming in my ear.
You are pretty loud, dude.
Well, I can't see. It doesn't say how loud I'm getting on my screen. Everyone else says I'm not loud enough.
Well, that is a thing that doesn't happen. You don't get a notification about how loud
I can see how loud everybody else is, and say I'm not. Yeah. I'm barely talking.
Oh, that's funny. I can see how loud everybody is, and it says that Nick is the loudest. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I actually just got a text that says Levesky's mic is too loud.
Bill,
I'm getting notifications just to my phone.
Okay, we're coming up on 5 minutes. I'm going to make an executive decision and say that the seventh seed is your Oprah's book club is exposed for plagiarism. The eighth seed is your book selected for Oprah's book club. Wow. Okay. Does anyone have a problem with that? Have a problem with that.
I think it's great. I feel like you have them in the wrong order.
Okay.
Because they immediately go up against each other.
It should go.
No, they don't.
Oh.
Selected for the book club, which is life-changing for an author. Like, elevates them beyond. And then it all comes crashing down when it's plagiarized.
No, they're so far apart on the bracket that they could literally be our finals.
I see. I understand. I forgot
how
bracket works.
Don't pick the 7 and 8. Yeah.
But also, what if we did...
Here's the only reason I don't like having your book selected for the book club is that like I feel like these are transformative life experiences. Yeah. Okay, never mind. I withdraw.
Okay, yeah. Great. Well,
it's in the category of like winning the lottery or like an incredible piece of luck or opportunity. Yeah, I think that's good.
But yeah, okay. I just think there's a distinction between the two of them, but we'll probably get into that.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. So yeah. Okay. I guess before we jump in, I think the way to honor the the discards here is for if anyone has a discard they want to bring up and kind of pay homage to it, the fact that we're not going to be talking about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty pissed off. A lot of mine are on here, and I didn't even get to mention your spouse turns into a zombie.
Yes,
the person you love. Okay. For the spouse.
For both, exactly. It's double transform.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. It's a metamorphosis, and it's a kind of a, you know, breakup in a way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And a lot of loss there. Wow. Anyway, winning the lottery, we didn't say, which I think is pretty good.
I think winning the lottery is honestly like, I intentionally didn't include it on the definites because it's such it's like
literally what everyone says, change my life.
Yeah, but it's a story that everyone knows. Everyone knows that people are more miserable.
Okay, anyway, I don't know. We're over time. Anyway, also, dog eats your penis. A dog eats your penis.
Yeah.
Will change your life.
Has that happened? Has that been like a documented news?
Not to me. Didn't happen to me.
A dog eating your penis and them not being able to.
Anyone's penis, not my penis. It could be anyone's.
But right. Are you but saying you would lose out?
I don't really know. I was just saying, trying to kind of get there. It's a little bit of an extra step because I have to imagine having a penis. Then I have to imagine a dog taking it.
No. It's what if a dog eats Bill's penis? How would that transform your life?
Not my penis.
Well, that would transform.
I think it's good we're not doing this one. I think we're showing the limitations. I'll be a little bit genuine and say I am sad that we're not doing take improv class because I think all of us could easily get that to a win in an entertaining way if we wanted to and we really wanted to work together.
Let's put it in.
But we're too divided as a country to be able to do that. So I think
that's true. It's political.
Yeah. Does anyone have any others? I also really liked Mark's fine doorway to another world. I thought that, you know,
very true.
I should also say we're intentionally not doing bummers. If bummers come up in the one, like there's just too many bummer transformative experiences.
Oh, that's why we're not doing zombie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Zombie spouse.
Yeah. I think we could take out the selected for Oprah and put in take improv classes. Yeah.
I agree. Or get virginity back, which I'm just reading.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was another Bill. I suggested, you know, losing your virginity and Bill kind of yes-anded me and suggested get virginity back.
Finding it.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Am I allowed to talk again? Can I chat?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can talk. Just talk keep softly. Fucking quiet, dude. Jesus.
Yeah, whisper.
I agree with everything. So.
Okay. I'm taking out your book selected for Oprah's book club. I'm substituting take improv class at 7 seats. So we have our field. Okay. I'm referring to this because if you're listening, you will be able to click on the bracket. If you go to the Patreon post, the bracket is there, click on it. But if you click on it, you will see the completed bracket. So you'll see who wins. So just know that. I know this is based on
spoilers,
an improv form we did, our old improv team, Casey Redhart, that all of us were on in Chicago. Yeah.
That's how I was going to introduce myself. I forgot. I wanted to say Megan Strickland.
Oh, go ahead. Start over. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Megan Strickland. I'm a member of Casey Redhart.
Yeah, you literally didn't introduce yourself, did you?
I did.
Okay.
I heard it.
Okay.
And I would just want to say for Patreon members in the highest tier level, you can add 1,000 more rows to the bottom.
I was going to say that too.
I should add that to the to the benefits of being the producer tier.
Sorry, Bill. I took it from Bill.
I'm glad somebody said it. I reacted badly. I should have said, good job.
Good job. Okay. So you can see those things. When we did the show live, it was very much enhanced by the visuals, but you're just going to have to picture this bracket. So rather than read them 1 through 8, I'm going to read them in the order we will be arguing them to start with, okay? So first, the 1 seed, Coma, goes against the 8 seed, Your Oprah's Book Club Book Exposed for Plagiarism. The number 4 seed, Sobriety, goes against the number 5 seed, Had Enough. The number 3 seed, Epiphany Drug Induced Art Related, in parentheses, See Fallout Boy at Ryman, Spiritual Awakening, Ego Death, Cultural, in parentheses, International Travel, or Try New Food, Whoa, It's Good.
I was closing my eyes to visualize all of this, and I realized I can actually look at the bracket.
Yeah. So Epiphany goes up against, I'm not going to say the full Epiphany thing. It's actually going to be confusing to people listening. Epiphany versus Big Move is the 6 seed. Then the number 2 seed, Have Kids, versus the number 7 seed, Take Improv Class.
Wow. That's an interesting matchup. I'll be tuning in.
I'm excited because I have no idea what's going to win.
I have a guess, but I thought about having us predict, but I think that's kind of redundant since we're the ones arguing it anyway.
Okay.
Okay. So let's start with the top. I might ping and pong. I might change up some rules every once in a while just to ensure that we're not like spending a million years on every matchup, but Bracketology Transformative Life Experiences has begun. Let us begin with the opening matchup between the number 1 seed, Coma, versus the number 8 seed, Your Oprah's Book Club Book, Exposed for Plagiarism. Who has an opening argument?
I don't have an opening argument yet, but I just want to say for the record that I 100% confused this category early on.
Wait, what?
I was confused about it.
So we were right.
See, yeah, I told you.
Well, I was thinking of like a book club, and this is like you're an author, and you're Oprah. You get an Oprah's book club, and then find out that it's plagiarized, and that's what it is, right?
Yes. Did you think like as a member thinking, of the book club?
I had mixed up like you. Yeah, like you had a book. It was your turn to pick a book for a book club. You were picking from Oprah.
That's what I said. He thought, and you guys blasted me.
I take it back, Bill. I am so sorry. I was like, let's not go too hard on Levesque up top. We'll get a chance to treat him like a punching bag later on.
No, I appreciate that. It was very nice. That was not. I realized like Dave was being very nice,
Nick,
but I was.
That is absurd. What did you think it was? I still don't understand what you
just,
thought it was.
I just got so excited about this idea I had in my head of it.
Well, what
and
is
then
it?
I didn't Which put the words what? Together like in a row. Well,
okay, wait. So, say it. Say wait, Nick. Say what you thought it was. Real quick.
I thought it was like somebody
it quietly.
Like,
turn your microphone down. Turn a knob down.
Just sit back.
Be
a little further
away. Yeah, you're good now. You're good.
Okay.
Okay. So I just thought it was like you picked a book because like Bill had mentioned earlier, like that's your personality is like this book. Like you have picked a book out for a book club, and it's like you're like you told all your friends like I've got the book, like we're reading the book, I picked it out, I love it, I'm letting everybody else read it, and we find out it's plagiarized. That would be a transformative life event for me.
What does Oprah have to do?
Yeah, it would be
that.
Quite embarrassing.
I ignored the Oprah part. I just thought the Oprah was like a brand. Just like didn't pick Oprah.
I mean, she is a brand.
You think right. that people would blame you for picking the book, not the author? For
yeah, you,
read,
yes,
you
yes,
repped it
yeah.
so hard. You were like, this
it,
is
yes,
fantastic
exactly.
like, you're
to me.
So dumb that you
yeah,
thought
like
this wasn't
you,
plagiarized.
You, yeah, okay. You were like, I cannot believe you came with this plagiarized book. Right.
And the first line is, call me Ishmael. And you're like, have you read this book?